In today's capsule episode, you'll flip the way you manage the feelings of your loneliness this time of year, even amongst your loved ones.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind, the podcast helping parents of LGBTQ plus kids move from fear to fierce allyship and feel less alone and more informed so you can protect what matters, raise brave kids, and spark collective change. I'm Heather Hester. Let's get started.
Welcome back to More Human, More Kind. I'm Heather Hester. Today is day 3 of our 12-day holiday capsule, More Human Moments for the Most Wonderful, Complicated Time of the Year. These 12 days will guide you through simple exercises and responses to empower you and help you stay grounded and reflective. You do not have to conform to holiday pressure. Your peace and presence are the rebellion. These are not fluffy holiday tips. They're real moments for real humans. Today, we're talking about a tender topic, loneliness. Even when you're surrounded by so many people. By the end of today's short reflection, you'll understand why loneliness intensifies during the holidays, especially for parents and allies. You'll learn how to gently reframe solitude as a place of rest rather than separation. And you'll practice a simple ritual that brings warmth back into your body and perspective back into your heart. So let's get into it. Let's imagine this scenario. The house is finally quiet after everyone leaves. The dishes are done. The leftovers are put away. But instead of feeling satisfied, you feel a hollow ache. You scroll through your phone and you see photos of big family gatherings that look easier than yours, or look more festive, or seem to be filled with more togetherness. And it hits you that you feel completely alone in this. Loneliness during the holidays can feel like the world is celebrating while you're holding something too heavy or too complicated or too invisible. And if you're supporting an LGBTQ plus kid, sometimes it feels like you're carrying the weight of every conversation, every microaggression, every emotional state, every what if. You're on even when no one notices. You're vigilant even when it looks like you're relaxed. So of course you're tired. Of course you feel lonely at times. And here's the reframe. Loneliness isn't a sign that you're failing. It's a sign that you've been giving a lot. So what if we treated moments of solitude as sacred, as an invitation to lay down the emotional labor you've been carrying, as a moment to return to yourself with gentleness? You don't need to fill the quiet. You just need to rest inside it. So here's your strategy for today. Reframe loneliness as sacred rest. See your solitude as an invitation to put down the invisible emotional labor you've been carrying. Here is your ritual for today. Make a warm drink, whether it's coffee, tea, hot cocoa, whatever feels cozy to you. And then hold it with both hands. Take one deep breath and feel the warmth of the mug seep into your palms. Here's the most important part. Let it remind you that comfort is allowed, even if no one else sees your effort. Next, build a 3-song playlist and call it something like My Belonging, something along those lines. choose songs that remind you of who you are, not who you're performing to be. And let this be your daily reset. If you need a little extra, ask yourself, where can I rest today, even for a few minutes? Thank you for taking this pause with me today. These small, steady practices are how we stay grounded, connected, and courageous, one moment at a time. If today's reflection felt supportive, share it with someone who might need it. And for more resources, weekly reflections, and support, visit heatherhester.net. Come back tomorrow for day 4, where we will talk about navigating tense moments and conflict with grace instead of reactivity. You are not alone, even in the quiet. Keep choosing what makes you more human, more kind.